This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Inauguration Day. It's also Hump Day. Keep it here on Alice. We have a... Brittany, I just realized you edited up the Trump's last words.
Yeah,
maybe I'll
fine.
Do those at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, whenever you want, if you want, you know.
It's not, yeah.
Not mandatory.
Well, you worked on it. You worked on it.
I did, you know.
I just remembered that you said that. I kind of went off on my own thing.
No biggie.
I'm so happy.
That's how we roll.
That is true.
Flow,
this
you know?
Is how we do it. This is how we do the news. Ready? Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a health crisis. The Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to school districts in Alameda, Contra Costa, Monterey, Santa Clara, and San Francisco counties so schools can get much-needed pandemic supplies now.
Yeah.
See what they're doing for the community at FremontBank.com. Okay. Here's what's happening. So let me begin with the weather. The wind has died down, from what it was, and we have rainy days ahead. So enjoy the sun while we've got it. It looks like we'll have some rain, depending on where you are over the weekend, and it's going to lock in pretty much from Tuesday through Tuesday of next week. In the 10-day forecast, we've got a lot of rain coming. It's good news. So, and hopefully that translates to snow.
Let's hope so. Right. It depends on the temperatures,
please.
Right? So
if you remember that time, I want to say it was in February when Jerry Brown went to do his sort of water speech in a place that should have been 10 feet deep
where
in snow.
Where they normally measure to see what this year's snowfall will be.
And it was dry grass. And there was not an inch.
That was a very depressing scene.
It is bad news, right? So let's hope that we get some of this rain turns into snow. That'd be great. All right, so there's that. Let me see. Oh, here it is. Inauguration Day. This is from USA Today. Biden and Harris are set to take oath. Trump leaves the White House. So the headline goes a little deeper and says, Joseph R. Biden will be sworn in amid a worsening pandemic, a reeling economy, racial justice concerns, and a nation deeply fractured politically. Yeah. Who wants that job? I don't know, but he does. So good for him. I hope that he can rise to the occasion. Obviously, a lot of work ahead. A lot.
Yeah.
And
well,
as
glad somebody wants the job.
Yeah, no kidding. And as President Trump exits... Apparently, you know, this is something I have heard about. Every time a president leaves office, there are those last-minute pardons. Usually it's a long list. Apparently, Joe Exotic thought he was about to be pardoned, and they had a limo waiting outside the jail to pick him up.
Huh.
And he did not get his last-minute pardon. So
that is so sad.
I really.
Oh, poor Joe. Oh.
I so laughable that guy was somehow going to make anybody's list.
Yeah, he's been lobbying for it. So maybe someone in Trump's camp was like, just sure, I'll see what I can do for you. All right, it's happening.
So have you watched the or read about the lobbying? I haven't. Just saw this as a quick aside and went, oh, God.
It didn't even cross my mind that maybe he'd been pardoned because I'm like, yeah, fat chance. But yes, he has been vocally asking for a pardon and having his lawyer work on his behalf to get Trump to pardon him. It didn't happen, huh? That is super surprising.
Well, I thought the visual of a limo waiting out. Where's he in jail? In Oklahoma? A limo waiting outside the jail for him to exit to freedom. And no, he didn't get his pardon. So they had to drive away without their guy.
How are we getting paid? Is there going to be a tip involved in this?
Weird.
Yeah, that is, people should have high hopes.
By the way,
we crush them.
For any of you that are listening and are without power, as I am at my house without power, I'm keeping an eye on it. Yeah. I haven't seen any positive we're back, everyone. I did check in at home and everyone's up now and they are still without power. So when I get news that, things are coming back, I'll certainly let you know. But for the time being, there are still fires smoldering, and many of us are still without power in Santa Cruz County.
Right. Well, it's, at least you're not evacuated this time, right?
Right. No kidding, man. Oh, what a trip. Someone's written in and says, Lucy wasn't a redhead, she's a blonde. Oh. Is that true?
I have no idea.
No.
It sounds familiar, but she's just so iconically a redhead that
right.
I just don't. And actually, all those early shows were in black and white, so who the hell knows, right?
Right, but she was a bright redhead in the comeback show, color. Mm-hmm. And I even watched that, but I remember
Lucille
it
Ball
enough
show.
To know that she was definitely a redhead in that.
You know, she was a lot older when she did that kind of comeback show. And she also had sort of like a loose fro of red hair over the top.
She was actually a natural brunette. And then she first dyed her hair blonde in her early career. And then later on, they urged her to dye her hair red.
Oh.
Huh. All right.
Oh,
well, there you
Ricky.
Go. So I talked to you about cheating because I thought this was funny. You guys are all into TikTok. I know you're up on all the latest things that go viral in TikTok, so maybe you've already seen this. A lady went viral on TikTok explaining how you can catch someone who's cheating on you.
Oh,
this
okay.
is on a TikTok video. Her name is Andrea Lopez, and she's gone viral with this trick to catch a cheater. And the video, now, Bryn, if you find the video, there's cursing in it, so mm-hmm. I wouldn't play it. Or at least check it and bleep that thing out. But in mm-hmm. the video, she takes a lint roller mm-hmm. to the carpet in her boyfriend's room.
Oh.
And it picks up a bunch of long red hairs, and she's a brunette. Ooh. And so she goes, this is how you know someone's been in your person's room.
Ooh.
A lot of people have commented on the video and how impressed
they are.
Oh, look at that.
Damn, that is, I'm looking at the picture. She's a lovely girl. She's beautiful. And those are some crazy red hairs right there.
Mm-hmm. And so they're calling it an FBI level trick. Although one cheater took it a different way and said, clean the floor when you have a girl over. Got it. So, on one hand, she's teaching people how to catch their boyfriend. On the other, she's teaching people how to not get caught.
How to lint roll their own carpet before the girlfriend comes over to lint roll it.
This is obviously
sad. We got to trust each other is what it comes down to.
It's a young man's game because I know I can't let my room get piled up for over any period of time. I have to vacuum in there. It makes me, it's gross.
Because your wife sheds so much?
I have three women that shed hair.
Oh.
Women is probably the wrong word. But yes, there are hairy people in my house.
Mm.
I'm not one of them, as you well know.
Well, you keep it clipped tight.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the hair on your head.
Oh, I was thinking all the hairs.
No. That's just
you're a pretty hairy guy.
Yeah, but the point is, this lady has shown you how to catch someone who's been getting around behind your back. You use a lint roller on the carpet, and if you find hair that isn't yours,
yeah,
some other lady's been in your boyfriend's room.
Guys, I recommend one of those hanging on the walls with Chargers Dyson Quick Vacs. Those are great. You just zip, zip, zip. You could even do the sheets. Leave the sheets on.
Max suction.
Yeah. You put it on max.
You're helping the cheaters? What's wrong with you?
I'm kidding, obviously. I want to be able to trust my man.
How often do you take naps? That's the question asked of people. And most people say never.
Oh.
Well, a nap? How am I going to do that in the middle of the day?
If you're on 9 to 5, you know, but for us, unfortunately for me, sometimes middle of the afternoon, I'm watching TV and I'm just, next thing I know, it's dinner time. I'm like, oh, no, that was an unplanned nap.
You know what? Yesterday, after we finished here, I had to go get food because we were trying not to open the fridge.
Yes.
Because, you know, the power's been out. So we kept the fridge shut. I brought home food, which we all had lunch and we finished that, and then I'm sitting in a house without power, and I'm like, oh,
fun.
I guess I'll lay down. So I lay down, and I'm just laying there with my eyes open going, I don't want to lay down in the middle of the day. I hate this.
Mm.
And I eventually got up and went for a surf, and it all ended well. But, yeah, I don't like it. I just don't.
The only reason I don't like it is because I have so many thoughts about it. Like, if I could think about it less, I'm afraid that I won't get to bed that night. But, like, on vacation, like, when we were off for 2 weeks at Christmas time, I took naps, like, every day.
Oh, yeah?
Just like, oh, I guess I'll lay down for a little while. Snuggle right in there.
This is a pretty unique time in American lives as we all find ourselves with a lot less to do. You look outside and go, oh.
Well, fewer places to go, that's for sure.
My mom's in town, and there's really not any way for us to go do anything, you know. Okay, now we have someone to watch the kids, and what do? There's nothing to do.
Nothing to do.
What's out there to do?
That's the thing, because the only thing you can really do is, like, pick up food somewhere and then go, you know, try to scout someplace to eat it by yourself. It's like it's such a weird thing. Like, the only thing we left the house for this past weekend was we rode our bikes over to this place where we could pick up pizzas and get a to-go beer. I'm like, this is our life now. Can't even just, like, sit here and enjoy this.
It stinks. And I know that it's even worse. Like, my kid is, she just wants to play with her friends.
Yep.
And it's like,
she must be going crazy.
Well, she's going crazy, and all kids are. It's not just my kid. It's every kid is. And I think even, you know, my kid's 7. She just wants to play with dolls with her friends.
Right.
What about a 12-year-old who wants to go to a movie, or the things that you do when you're 12? You know, you leave the house and you stay gone all day.
Or a 16-year-old who was supposed to get their license. Are they even doing that right now?
I'm going to guess no.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess no. So it's weird times
year.
For everybody.
Yep.
I can see why you would want a nap. If you're not going to go out and, you know, at least I have a couple activities that I go outside and do that keep me entertained. And
yeah.
But, man, without that, oof. Although, aren't you and John jamming a lot more now than ever before?
You know what John's into right now?
No.
A week or so ago, you brought up those sea shanties.
Yeah.
And they're neat, right? So all of a sudden, like maybe Sunday, John goes, hey, have you heard about these sea shanties? Like, these things are so cool. And then he sits next to me, starts playing them. I go, yeah, no, I, Vinny was mentioned this on the show. And he goes, I'm writing some. I'm going to write some right now. I go, what are you going to get on TikTok? He's all, well, maybe I'll write one for Vinny. And then I'll write one for Johnny. And then I'll just write a few. I'm like, have a great time. So yesterday, all day long, he was in here working on some sea shanty.
Writing sea shanties for the Johnny Pod.
Or he wants to do one for you, too. He goes, oh, you think Vinny would like that? I go, I bet you Vinny would love that.
I would love it, but I do know that, you know, as Guitar John?
Guitar John Pod.
Guitar John Pod, right.
On Instagram.
I can see that it would be a great, something great for him to do for the Johnny Mosley podcast, because of course he plays a role in that show, right?
Right. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. No, I don't know if he'll start with that, but he's into these. It's just so funny because I'd never even heard of these, and then you brought them up, and then now it, apparently it's this big thing, millions of views on TikTok, and if it makes its way to John, it's everywhere. John is oblivious to everything.
You know, in our adult lives, I think in heterosexual relationships, there are certain things that happen that sometimes end up becoming a real problem. You know, where you've made a comment to someone, whether it's about their part of their body or something that suddenly you realize you're never getting back. Like, it was a low blow. It hurt them in a way you didn't know that it would. And now you realize, like, you've injured your person.
Oh, no, like what?
Well, I would imagine if you told, you know, like, what was it?
Guys will F anything?
Well, that's not a
You're
great
fine.
One.
Don't
You're
worry
right.
about it. Guys will F anything.
Yeah, I definitely don't like that one. What did John tell you that, right?
Yeah, he says he was joking, but I don't think he was. I think he said it like, you know, look, don't worry about it too much because people will still consider you to be effable. Like, thanks? You know, so now it's a running joke at the house. But honestly, it did kind of, I was like, oh, that's a bummer.
Right.
Can't you just say, honey, you look incredibly hot. I'd like to bang you. Why does it have to be everyone would want to? Because guys are not discerning.
I remember Yuzette had an example where this was a guy she was dating, but she ended up telling him he has a small one. And
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
The old small one on your way out the door. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a 46. This is man on man crime, by the way.
Oh, okay. Man on man.
There's a 46-year-old guy named Curtis McCoy in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. On Sunday night, he and his husband were drinking, and then they started arguing. Apparently, one of them only has one testy in his man bag.
I see.
And that's not...
Was he born with one, or did he have testicular cancer, or do we know?
It doesn't say
Is one just like a shriveled raisin, and the other one's a nice fat egg? Like, what is happening with the?
Have you seen that before?
A shriveled one?
Yeah,
I have to say I have seen one of those actually, and I also know of a person who had two and then one shriveled one.
What?
I know.
Wait, what?
Yep.
A guy you were doing had two, and in the course of your relationship, he ended up with one.
No.
Oh, he ended up with three?
Yep.
So they made a baby ball.
I don't know how that happens. Like, ball anomalies are actually fairly common. I'm sure that our texters will text right in and let us know about what's going on with theirs.
Well, Curtis took two things far by saying basically the one thing that would make his husband mad, which was the joke about his one...
single
ball in his man bag. Curtis's husband didn't like it and pointed his finger at him like, why you? I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Well, Curtis grabbed that finger and twisted it.
Oh no, the finger.
So first he goes for the low blow.
Yeah.
And then he twists the finger. The police came. Okay, so this is
the finger broken or just a twisted finger?
It didn't break, but these two have a history of fighting each other.
Oh, don't fight each other.
And so he grabbed his husband's finger and he twisted. And apparently they didn't learn their lesson from last time they got arrested for domestic violence. So Curtis was brought in for domestic violence for the finger twisting. The husband, you know what? If your person's going to always go for your one, like, sort of...
Sore spot.
Your Achilles, right, so to speak. It seems like that's a really bad relationship for you to be in, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that, and also the drinking. Maybe less drinking, you know? God,
maybe.
A lot of problems happen with people who drink. I don't know if you know this, Vinny.
I'm very familiar, yes. Very painfully familiar.
Like, what is the common denominator in all these problems?
That I have had, you're right. Turns out it's booze. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
My 17-year-old just got his license. COVID gave him a lot of time to learn to drive.
Oh, and emptier roads,
still out
too.
There
that's
doing
interesting.
It. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, the bureaucratic wheels must continue to turn.
Vinny. This is from 510. Vinny, get a solar generator. We have one that will power our fridge and cell phones. You know what? We looked into it. We found a brand we like. There's a situation with the room, like making room for this thing.
Uh-huh, and they're loud.
This one's not loud. It's actually... It's going to cost way more than I want to spend, but apparently this is regular now. Like, the power outages are regular, so we mm-hmm. have to do it. So I think it's going to cost us like $10,000.
Because you're getting it integrated. It's going to be an automatic switch over and an automatic switch back.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm working from home now. She's working from home. The kids are home. How can we not have something like this, right?
Right. A lot of money.
I mean, this is really disruptive to find yourself going, okay, and now another refrigerator full of food has to be thrown away too.
Right. Like, well, not everybody has a place they can go to. Like, you're lucky enough to have another place that had power. Like, it's
exactly right.
You know.
Exactly right. So anyway, that's something that I don't think we can get the solar generator, but we're going to get one of them. They're just super expensive and we have to make room for it. It has to be like 4 feet from the house, but also feet from the fence. It's a thing.
Yeah.
So we're in the middle of the process, but
it didn't happen soon enough.
It'll be done before next fire season, I'll tell you that. Anyway, I am so incredibly blessed to be a working artist right now. I always have something to do. I wish everyone creativity. It has been so helpful right now. Oh, that's nice.
It is. It's definitely true. If I didn't have outlets, I would go crazy.
Yeah, you didn't answer my question though. Oh. Are you and John jamming more than ever, or no?
I would say we're jamming the same amount. We jam a lot, Vin. Like, the guitar is always, if he's in the living room, he has the guitar in his lap. Like, it's pretty much ever present. I would say I'm watching more TV than I ever have.
Yeah, well, that's
a lot of TV. Oy.
You know what? I mean, my 7 year old is watching. She watches. She has a computer and an iPad now, and she does her school. And then, unfortunately, she's watching more screen time than any of us want. I can't wait for this to be over. I mean, really.
Go outside and play.
It's bad, man. It sucks. And the kids are like crying because you're looking at them like, look, you can't have screen. What am I going to do? I don't know.
Right. Work on your cartwheeling. You stink at those. Let's get outside and do that for a while, huh?
Really. Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news and more after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.